Jammed between two pillars of the railroad bridge that crosses the Kentucky River into downtown Frankfort are the burned out and twisted remains of a large floating dock, an island of garbage and debris encases the tangled wall of aluminum, which has been stuck between the pilings since last month's record flood. It's been Frankfort Emergency Management Director Darren Rambo's job to find out where the dock came from and how to get rid of it.
It was a floating restaurant from the Boonesboro area that was destroyed in a fire back in the spring or back in the winter in March. And then during the flood, it got loose and moved downriver. There's a debris pile picking up debris as it traveled down the river, and then just the stuff that burned and was left on the dock from the fire.
On May 5th, after 2 days of unrelenting rainfall, the Kentucky River at Frankfort rose nearly 12 feet above flood stage to almost 43 feet. Numerous homes outside the city's flood wall took on water, resulting in personal property losses, but there were no major evacuations or loss of life. Mostly, the flood left behind huge piles of debris like the tangled mess beneath the railroad bridge.
It does block part of the navigation channel. And the other concern is it could get loose if the river came back up and do damage to the downstream bridges, which are currently being used, or pose a danger to the Lock and Dam.
Lock and Dam number 4 is a half mile downstream, and that's where more flood debris is visible. What's left of a shanty boat rests upside down on the steeply sloped riverbank high above the lock. Stephen Reeder of the Kentucky River Authority says the craft's owner apparently floated the houseboat over the lock at high water and tied it off, but the floodwaters receded so fast the vessel flipped over and collapsed.
The boat does have an owner. Owner apparently does not have the resources, as far as we know, to remove it. And so we intend to move it, and if we can find him, we're going to take it to some place he wants it to be and let him have it back.
Reeder says the removal estimate is around $3,200, and since the lock and dam are federal property, there's grant money available for the job. Darren Rambo says the city plans to use a FEMA grant to remove the dock debris upstream. That project, which starts next week, will cost around $80,000.
We have a professional marine salvage company coming into town with boats and heavy equipment, and they will actually dismantle and cut apart this dock and trap all the debris and all the debris around it, all of the Coke bottles and basketballs and stuff it's trapped while it's been there. That will be loaded up onto a boat or a barge and then put in dumpsters and taken to a landfill, be disposed of.
Rambo and Frankfort Mayor Gippy Graham are anxious to see the debris piles gone and the Kentucky River again flowing freely. And both are thankful the city was spared a major disaster in the 2010 flood.
We were fortunate because it could have been much worse. A couple of more feet of water and it caused many more problems, affected many more homes.
A little bit further, it would have gotten us a little bit more, but I was so pleased with the coordination that we have between the various responders during that period of time, so we're very fortunate.
Frankfort's worst flood occurred in 1978 when the Kentucky River crested at 48.4 feet. The second worst was the Great Flood of 1937. This year's flood was the fifth worst on record. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.